@BruceFourOneFour on IG.
Okay. Okay. Well, the problem I have is I'm trying to be a YouTuber and I'm trying to be a podcaster and I'm trying to be a creator.
Okay.
It's like it's weird because this it's something mental, like it's something in my head, but I find it really hard to just make recordings. It's like whatever I'm doing has to be either extremely easy or I have to make it effortless inside of my head. And I find it really hard to do that. I don't really know how to get over it. Or either that or I have to like force myself to do it or I have to be forced by a situation to do it. And it's just not very convenient. You know how any way I would get over it.
Yeah, you got to find a path. You got to really want to do it. Like set a goal that you want to do it. And just do it. Or first write down what you want to say on your podcast or about on personal development.
The problem with writing things down is that the majority of the time when I'm writing things down, it just comes off. It makes me come off as like robotic and fake, and I really don't like it. And it's like I'm just really disgusted by myself when I. Especially when I record podcasts. Listen, and
you can't be disgusted about yourself. You gotta love yourself first, or nobody else ain't gonna love you how you love yourself. So first, you gotta love yourself. You gotta respect yourself and take care of yourself. Cause whatever type of energy you put out, you go attract that type of person. So like how you saying that about yourself, you don't want to attract another person that feel like it about himself. Or y'all ain't gonna make it nowhere. You wanna attract people that gonna help you and uplift you to the next level.
Well, what if it's not just that I'm disgusted by myself, which isn't all the time, which is not often. It's not often.
You can't be disgusted by yourself. You can't never be. You gotta love yourself first, man.
It's really not just that. It's also just going into it, like even if I really want to do it, it's just like there, like it's just like I can't explain it that well.
If you really want to do what?
Podcasting, for example, it's like a barrier I had to get over before I actually just run through it.
You gotta like, do it, like on personal development. I'm going through personal development myself. I've been to the penitentiary, and I'm working on myself to try to help others. So, but I keep hitting like a stumbling block because people keep saying I got felonies in my background check. But like, I didn't stop eating fried food. I don't drink cold drinks and I eat healthy because that's the type of stuff I want to put out. Even though people kind of not let me like help, like do what I want to do, I'm going to do it because I'm working on myself first. Like, personal development, develop yourself first. Like,
so you got to make yourself better first before you make something to give to someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Okay. It's just sometimes I find it really hard to explain it because it's just such a vague thing. It's not easy to explain emotions. It's like trying to explain color for me. I had to think about it for a long time. And then I've been thinking about it for a long time, but I haven't been able to like understand it that well. I don't really understand the type of emotions I'm going through right now.
That's a good idea, though, personal development. Just make a positive change in life. What you doing, that's what I'm doing now. I tell people to make a positive change, like something negative in your life. Change that to a positive. Like, if you drink, stop drinking. If you smoke, stop smoking. You can talk to people that's probably smoking and drinking, help them stop it. And you can teach them on how you stop smoking and drinking.
Okay. Well, I have another question. how would you even figure out which direction you're going to if there's no real pathway? There's no, it's like vague. Like, especially with the podcasting thing, making your own, discovering your own avenue or path is like, it's nothing. You don't see anything in the future. You have to make your own future. And it's like, yeah. How do you do that?
You do, you gotta keep working at it. Just keep doing it. Don't stop. You just can't stop. Somebody gonna take notice of what you're doing. That's kind of what I'm going through, man. I'm an author of a book, and I ain't been getting the book sales I want to get. But I'm still working on it.
Okay. In terms of popularity, especially with I'm going to use the podcast for the example. In terms of popularity for podcasting, what would be the most efficient way to get your things out there to access more people? Like, is it better to publish it online, or is it better to actually go out and talk to people and visit those people, your demographic?
Do both. I do both. You can't hurt you to do both.
What if you're like, because me, I'm 16 years old. I should probably stop complaining. Well, that's not what I was gonna ask, but I was like wondering what if the barrier of age is still there? Like, you can't really go out of the house.
You can't go out the house.
I can, but it's just I don't have a car.
Go to the library. You got like centers and libraries and stuff in your neighborhood, gyms.
So you're saying there's a lot more opportunities that I'm not really fully realizing.
You can go to, like, you young, so you just got to stick to it. Because by the time some years go by, your podcast will be popping. But you got to live what you're saying, though. Like, personal development, you got to have some experience in it. So you got to live what you're going to be talking about. So you 16, by the time you put some years in it, man, your podcast is going to be, it's gonna be popping, man. Trust me.
Okay. Like, what's your opinion? Oh, what are you saying?
Like, if you go to the library, you can go to the library. You can go to the gym. There's a lot of places you can go at 16. Go to the camps and stuff.
Like, to tell people about what I'm doing?
Yeah. It, like, you got a job?
Not yet.
Get a job and talk about it on your job. It's gonna be easy for you too, cause you're gonna be working, and you're gonna be working for yourself on your podcast.
Okay. Well, what do you think about the what do you think is gonna happen with Anchor? Do you think it's gonna let me rephrase that? Sorry. So with Anchor is this new podcasting platform, like, essentially like YouTube for sound. What do you think is the direction of the creators? Like, how do you think there are going to be a lot of new creators coming out of Anchor?
Yeah, man, I like it too, though. I like Anchor.
Yeah, I really like Anchor too. Like, I'm not really sure about the direction of it, or if it's like what the popularity of it is going to be for the creators.
I probably got to stick to it too, because I don't just be on it all the time, but I need to stick to it too. But I like it though. I like it. I don't know how to use it that good though. Like, far as ranking my podcast and stuff like that.
What? I don't know what you said. Sorry, you said cut out for a little bit.
Like, far as like ranking the podcast and getting stars on what we talking, like ranking them,
or getting followed and stuff, and watches, reviews. Oh,
is you on
the majority of, huh?
You on Instagram?
Yeah, I have Instagram.
Yeah, look me up on Instagram and follow each other.
Okay, do you have your Instagram and your profile bio?
Nope.
Oh crap. Can you say it right now so I could like go back in the podcast and like check?
Do what now?
Say your Instagram name.
My Instagram name is Buckner Bruce 414. It's BUCKNER Bruce. BRUCE 414.
Okay. My Instagram is filthyamerican_.
Okay, filthyamerican_.
Okay. Well, what do you think? What is your idea for your podcast right now?
I like thinking positive every day.
So this is like a personal development thing, and you, yeah?
Yeah, like and marketing my book too. I'm an author of a book, so I'm trying to market my book, get my book out there, Living Life in Terre Haute.
Well, can you tell me about that?
Yeah, my book about I was in prison in one of the most dangerous prisons in the United States. So while I was in there, man, I had a dream that to help others stop them from going to prison. So I wrote my book to inspire others, like the youth. My main focus is the youth and mentoring to the youth, like guys your age, to think positive every day instead of thinking negative. Because thinking negative, you'll end up in a place that you really don't want to be. So, my man, so that's what it's about.
Well, what do you think is the main factor leading people to prisons? Do you think it's like culture?
No, it's probably that, like drugs and getting high. Like they living a chasing a lifestyle that. It might be the culture, because you know how people be talking about drugs and shooting guns and stuff. I be seeing it on Instagram. That ain't the way to go.
Well, do you think it's like partially parenting? Because I feel like there's
that's part of it too.
It's like a big web of problems.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, in the household, the mother ain't giving the child the right attention.
Do you think a better solution would be to go at the root of the problem, or is that too hard of a problem to tackle, and it's better to just help the people that are wanting help?
I don't think it's hard to tackle. I just think they need some knowledge about it. Like, I noticed that teenagers, they eat a lot of fast food and high blood pressure food. So that'll keep them angry. They get mad real fast. So when I get to where I want to be at, I'm going to let the parents know that they need to stop feeding their kids a lot of grease, a lot of fast food, and feed them healthy food so they won't have high blood pressure.
Do you believe that eating healthy food makes your makes people more intelligent? Like, do you think food's a big part of becoming like a better person?
Yeah, that's a big part. I tested on myself. Like, I mean, one time, man, I don't eat fast food, but one day I ate McDonald's. Man, soon I got finished eating, my head started hurting. I'm like, I can't eat that no more. So I cook my own food now.
Okay. Well,
your health is your wealth.
Yeah. Well, this is just a little random output of information, but I think fast food is sort of designed to kill your stomach, because your stomach is a living biome of bacteria to help you digest your food. I think whenever you eat fast food like that, your body doesn't really digest it. And it also kills off all your good bacteria that digest the proper food. And because your gut is linked to your brain via the vagus nerve,
mm-hmm.
I think that destroying your gut bacteria is what leads to depression and a bunch of all these other problems like anger and also just like general low intelligence.
Yeah, you know, man. That's real.
I mean,
processed
it's
food.
Just what are you saying?
Like, processed food ain't good either. You know, like how you go to Kroger's, you'll see the food in the box. I'd rather cook the food. Like, I'd rather go get the food at the fresh part, like fresh fruit, like a pineapple. I get the pineapple that I got to cut. They're better than getting the pineapple that's in a cup.
Yeah. I think a big problem with people eating at home is that there's a big misconception that cooking is hard and that
the podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.